At barely 17, Samir Kantar led an attack on an Israeli settlement in Nahariya. Along with three other fighters from the Palestinian Liberation Front, they infiltrated by sea. Four Israelis were killed, two policemen, a father and his daughter.
Samir was always a mysterious boy. He would never say what he was doing. I didn't know about the operation until it was reported in the media.
That was on April 22, 1979. Almost 30 years later, Samir's family waits for his return. Samir is Israel's longest-held Lebanese prisoner, who is serving four life sentences. To his brother, Samir is a freedom fighter, not a cold-blooded murderer.
Samir announced a lot of times that he did not kill the child, and the child was killed during the operation and during the attack due to the very, very high level of fire from the Israeli side.
Samir grew up in this home in the Druze village of Abay. For many Lebanese, Samir is a political prisoner. And for years, Hezbollah, a group which didn't exist in 1979, has been trying to secure his release through prisoner exchanges. Working for Samir's freedom has been Bassam's cause for years, even though he was 1 year old at the time of the Nahariya attack. He hasn't seen or spoken to his brother since. All he has is Samir's letters and the political views he expresses from prison.
Samir is, I can say frankly, that he's a unique guy. And I think that for me at least, I am very ready to be introduced to a brother, but also I am very ready to be introduced for a person that I'm really very anxious to meet him.
The long years Samir spent locked away have not changed his beliefs. He has repeatedly refused an Israeli demand to apologize for his action, an act his family says was motivated by what he considered injustices and oppression against the Palestinians. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Abay, Lebanon.
Well, some Israelis have been very critical of President Shimon Peres's decision to approve Kantar's release. Among them is the mother of Dani Haran, who died along with his daughter in an attack by Kantar in 1979.
Now, how government can keep him freedom to such a man who didn't show mercy to the small girl, such a 4 years old? I think that the government made a big mistake.